Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Welcome to the new week. Thank God. Lots has happened since Thursday. Thursday's episode. We recorded Thursday's episode on Wednesday early afternoon.
Like noon, 11-ish.
And then
maybe even earlier, honestly.
It was pretty early.
Yeah.
And later on in the day, started reports about the terrorist plans in Austria, Vienna's concerts, three concerts in Vienna. After these reports started coming out, it started getting a little more serious. Turns out there was a plan in place, and it turns out that there was a lot more than just threats. It was very much a plan that was about to be executed at who knows which one of these concerts. So Taylor did have to cancel all three Vienna concerts.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Which is just a crazy thing.
It just it slowly started to the news started to roll out. First it was like there was threats, and then they made arrests, and then it came out that they were going to cancel all three shows, which I think was the right move.
I think so,
better
too.
Better to be safe than sorry. But, I mean, it is just very heartbreaking for, you know, all the people that traveled all the way, all the people that haven't gotten to see her or whatever. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Yep. Vienna, Austria, it's what people dream of, going to see Taylor Swift. And it sucks that we are still dealing with, you know, just threats to... In situations where it's just a purely joyous and happy place, like there's no negative energy, no negative aura around it. And then just to hear that someone wants to plot just a terrible, terrible thing in a place where it's just as positive as it can get, it's just makes no sense and it sucks.
It really doesn't. And I think this is this is obviously a theme we've seen throughout history, throughout our lives, throughout, you know, the lives of our parents and everybody before us. And, you know, terror is no joke. Has to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's right for me to say, but I do think that living in the United States, this is not a brag, but it's unfortunate that we have a lot of experience with terrorist attacks. I feel like we just have had a lot of terrorist attacks over our lifetime. And so we understand the feeling of terror. And in as far as everything I was reading, a place like Vienna, Austria has never experienced something as bad as the things that we've gone through. And they don't have the same kind of...
Security
precautions put in place, because that's not something that they've had to experience before. So when the details of these planned attacks were coming out, and they are gruesome, we don't need to get into it. You can look it up if you want. A couple of people were arrested, only two, and then turns out that there may or may not have been several other people who were involved that weren't yet apprehended.
I think third person got arrested
after the fact.
A couple days later.
But at the time it was only two, and they were saying we don't know, you know, there may be other people that are involved in this that may still act and whatever. So that was ultimately the reason why the Austrian government specifically shut the concerts down. Taylor herself didn't. I mean, I'm sure. She agreed with it. But
It
was the government that was we can't do this. We don't have the manpower to stop something like this. If it were to start happening, this is insane. It's just a really shitty feeling. And, you know, I just think that it's clear to me that the Eras Tour has garnered such attention, and it's become such a place that people are excited to be. And, you know, it's primarily women. It's primarily, you know, younger girls. It's a lot of people who enjoy Taylor Swift and believe in what she speaks about and how she carries her life and, you know, identify with her lyrics and whatever. And it's hard at this point after two... targeted attacks, one attempt within a couple of weeks. It's hard not to think about how she and her fans seem to be being targeted by people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By this specific instance of ISIS.
Yeah.
Who are,
and then
know,
like the
misogynist. We're going down that lane. Like, that's kind of where it falls.
Yeah.
And it's just
Shitty. Stabbing the Southport.
Yeah, the Southport attacks. Like, all of that.
Girls
is just
trying to have fun listening to Taylor Swift.
It
really is. And a creator on TikTok said this. I wish I could remember her name, but see if I can find it. But she basically was just like, I don't want to make a generalization.
Yeah.
But it's just at the end of the day, it's like, why do men have to ruin everything?
I saw you sent this
to
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, and it's obviously
true.
it's on a grander, bigger scale
level.
Because it's a terrorist threat. But at the end of the day, it's men wanting to ruin a positive place for women, and I feel like this is it's the hatred and the pushing of the hatred that I feel like I've seen so much on social media, whether it's Andrew Tate or Ben Shapiro, whatever it is, just pushing out these anti-women agendas, anti-women rhetoric, and it manifests itself in other ways. And this is one of the ways that it manifests itself in wanting to go after women where they feel they're safest, where they feel they're most, you know, respected.
Exactly.
And it's just, it's, at this point, it's just like tiring. It was only a matter of time until something like this happened. You know, we live in a world where terrorist threats are something that goes on all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So it was only a matter of time, I felt like, till something like this, till there was a threat, whatever, of something that had to be taken seriously. And it's just, it's really just disappointing. It's disgusting. And it's frustrating. And it makes me angry because... You know, like, what else is there for us? If we can't have this, then what else is there?
I know. And that is truly what is most disappointing about this whole thing. But I'm glad that you mentioned the social media aspect of it. That's what I was about to say next.
Yeah.
And you know that I'm always on my fucking soapbox about this. It's the people that don't believe that online trolling and comments and you know, jokes and whatever mean anything.
Yeah.
They think like, oh, we're just saying it. Like, people were making jokes like, oh, the terrorists, oh, look, they should have got her. They should have, you know, people make jokes like that where it's like they wish death upon people as a joke.
Yeah.
And what I can't comprehend is how people don't understand, a lot of men specifically, and we deal with that as well, the like men trolls, whatever, that they don't understand that even your jokes and even this like, haha, it's just trolling, it's funny, it means nothing. Mm. There are people that don't understand that it means nothing to you, and they believe it as fact, and they start to think in the way of like, yeah, fuck those people.
Yeah.
Fuck that girl.
Yeah.
Fuck this whole, fuck all those fans.
Yeah.
Everything about it. And then they're radicalized to the point where they take action. And it, there are levels to this hate online, and we've reached the pinnacle. The Taylor Swift hate has reached the point where it is now a threat to her fans, a threat to her, a threat to her family, her boyfriend, everybody else. And to me, I just still don't understand how people don't take that kind of shit seriously and think to yourself before you spread hate because you feel like it. The kids that are online, like, I'm convinced that half of Twitter is 16-year-olds spreading hate at this point. Like,
yeah.
And they think it's nothing. And then, like, the freaks see it. These, I mean... These the kids that were arrested were 17 and 19 years old, ISIS. And it's like, I don't know, how many times does something like this have to happen before people understand that what you say online does carry weight, whether you think it does or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had this conversation so many times when it comes to Taylor Swift hate specifically. Why does she get so much targeted hate? People are jealous. People don't want to see her on top, whatever. It's past that point now. It's just straight up hate. I have nothing... Nothing in my soul tells me it's anything else other than misogyny. Anything other than misogyny, hatred of women, not like they, it's almost like they view her as this beacon of hope for women that's radicalizing the women in the way that they don't want it.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And that's, it's like, it's fucked up. I just, it makes me sick. It makes me feel unsafe sometimes.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel like we're moving backwards. And we've talked about this, you know, for over a year now, especially when we're talking about Taylor, about how some of the actions of people online and some of the actions of people who like speak out against Taylor or want to talk shit for no reason, how it like negatively impacts us as women more than it does like you just want to get your thoughts off on Twitter. Like it just doesn't, I don't know, bothers the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And yeah, so this is the perfect example of, I think I've said this before on this podcast, or I've maybe said it to you. You know that, I think it was on Netflix. It's like, it's called The Social Dilemma. Have we talked about this?
Yeah, we have.
With that guy, Tristan, who used to work at Google. And like the, you know, the section of Google that was specifically targeted to like, their specific job was to target different materials online towards people that are already looking at that kind of stuff. Like almost lead them down a path, you know, and how it got to a point where people, that's how people get radicalized. They start to see like one video from like some rally and then all of a sudden they're, you know, they're, a racist or a misogynist or something fucking crazy,
like,
and how
QAnon,
like it's, it goes from point A to point B, and all of a sudden we're off the reservation. And I just think that people, like, you know, I would say watch that documentary. It is cheesy and it seems extreme, but it's really not. Like, it's very much the reality of life, because not everyone understands that the internet is half joke, half serious. Like, they don't see the joke part. They think that people's thoughts online are the way that they are. Not a lot of people go online and think like, oh, this guy might just be saying this for attention or for clicks or for likes or what, are trying to, like, you know, start a conversation. They think that person said that because they believe it, and the 500 comments below it agreeing with them also believe it. Wow, we all believe it. Let's all now gang up and fucking bomb a concert. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it goes. Yeah. And it's just, it's crazy to me. So very sorry to all the people in Vienna that didn't get to see her. Yeah. But extremely heartwarming to see them all coming together in the streets all weekend.
Yeah.
All of the shout out to all of the businesses in Vienna that opened their doors
to
people.
That was crazy. It was nuts. So many offers and fun things to do if you have your ticket. Mm-hmm. Swarovski was handing out, like, free jewelry,
friendship
free
bracelets,
your tickets. Yeah, it was very cute.
There was, like, a burger place giving out burgers. The museums were giving free access to Swifties with tickets. There was a church that was playing Taylor Swift music.
Cute.
Everybody was, like, you know, congregating in the streets. I meant to DM Nikki Glaser. She was there. And she was posting stories. Yeah, being like, everyone's just in the streets singing. Like, this is great. So were two of Feist's friends were there, too. I meant to ask him to ask them.
The one qualm. Not even qualm. More concern. The one concern I had was, okay, there's a terrorist threat.
For sure.
Why are we all crowding around in the streets?
I agree.
And I hate to be the mom of the group, but it's like, come on. Like, you know, obviously it was not, there wasn't the correct precautions or whatever was going on that they had to cancel the show. Mm-hmm. So it's like, clearly they weren't prepared for it. So, like, why would you make it worse?
I felt the same.
I get why it happened. I totally understand. And I think if this happened to me, I would have been right in the group with everyone.
Definitely.
They were clearly willing to, they don't want to show that you're scared. You don't want to give them what they want.
You don't want to let the terrorists win.
Exactly.
That's usually the idea behind
it. But I was kind of just like, all right, girls, like, let's wrap it up maybe here. You know, let's sing a couple songs and then,
I'm honestly so with you. At first when I saw, and now it's you know, it's over, it's done. Everybody was safe. Everybody's
fine.
God. So we're talking about it in this light of like, oh, it was so sweet that they all came together. But the whole time I'm sick to my stomach, a little nervous. For sure.
Yeah.
Because they did say, like, don't gather in large groups. Don't, you know, draw attention, whatever. And they did the exact opposite. You know, it all worked out, thankfully.
They did the exact opposite. Yeah.
Thankfully, it all worked out. Thank God.
Yeah.
I don't know if I maybe would have wanted to, you know, walk through it. I would have been sweating.
I think I would have been really nervous.
Me too,
just
really
been
anxious.
Like, yeah, just already
just
having that aura
the
in the air.
It.
Yeah. And then
also, too, though, but, like, a lot of people, maybe it helps. A lot of people who were scared
I'm sure it helps.
In the place where they have nothing to do. They only came for this concert and they don't really know what else to do. It's tough.
I wonder. I feel like if I was there, I would have been a part of it for sure, because it's like, you want to feel that community that you got taken away from you. And you don't want to, like, let the terrorist ideas win. Like, you want to still be able to have fun and enjoy the moment. But yeah, I think maybe after a song or two, I would have been like, all right, I think it's
same. I don't know if I would have sat there while they, like, did the rendition of the whole concert. But the videos are cool.
Yeah,
you know,
it looks cute.
It looks like a coming together moment. And I'm glad that they got to experience that. And I'm even more glad that everybody was safe.
Yeah.
And nothing went awry. And it was all fine.
Thank God. Yeah.
Thank God.
Also, the mayor of London kind of shaded
Vienna. Oh my God, what
Vienna.
Was that? Wait a minute. I want to read it directly.
Rude. Yeah, please
do. So that's, we're coming up obviously on the London shows. Taylor at this point hasn't said anything and neither has her team.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason we knew that the concerts were canceled is because Taylor Nation reposted on their story a, oh, here we go. No, wait. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Wait, so hold, read it. Hold on one sec. So the, Taylor Nation reposted what, like, the Austrian government posted about the concert, and that's the only reason we knew it was canceled. We didn't hear anything else from Taylor Nation. No official statement from Taylor herself or Taylor's camp. We've heard nothing from them so far. And I both understand that and also am wondering what that's about. Only because the only reason I understand it and it makes me worried for Taylor is like, how could she possibly be feeling right now? You know what I mean? Like, this is such a, especially with back to back awful situations happening, like the what's it?
Southport.
Southport, sorry. Southport and the Southport attacks, and then also this threat. I can't imagine the anxiety, the sadness, the guilt, the
guilt,
just everything about all of it. Can't imagine how she's feeling at this point. You know, she doesn't cancel shows. I think these were the, this is the first time she's canceled shows in like, she canceled one show like 15 years ago or something crazy.
Oh, I
like,
thought she, didn't they cancel the show in Brazil after it was too hot?
Oh, did they? No, no, but they made it up.
Oh, they made
they,
it up.
They like stayed an extra day and did it.
Oh, right, right, right.
So this is the, these were like canceled outright and she left Vienna. Like now it's gone, which I also want to say, sorry, we're getting, I'm getting a little all over the place, but the people online, and I'm just, again, hoping that this is like just people being dumb, but the people who seemed angry about this and were like kind of directing the anger, being like, Taylor's never going to come back now. Like, if you're being a brat about the canceled concerts because there was a terrorist threat, get a grip. Okay?
It just has to be,
there was a lot of that going around.
That just don't have.
Have to be kids. Yeah. Who just don't understand.
Don't
and
understand,
I hope that that's the case. But even so, grow up. Get a grip.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It's, I mean, I can't imagine.
It had to be done. It had to be done. Would you rather be dead?
Yeah,
like,
no, literally,
you know,
though.
Like, would you, sorry you didn't get to see Taylor Swift.
Or God forbid you lose someone in your life. Like,
that's
God forbid
what I'm
the person next to you. Like, yeah, it's awful.
Unbelievable.
People,
just outrageous behavior.
People can
we
just
need to
never
have
be satisfied.
No, they can really can't. So this is, but this is a situation. The tone that you're supposed to have is, I'm sad. I hate terrorism. I hope Taylor's okay.
Yeah.
That's the tone. Everything
I know,
else,
it's
don't
just
be so,
so
fucking selfish.
Shocking that she didn't say anything.
I am shocked. So that's why I'm kind of wondering, like, what's the deal? So anyway, so we have the, now we have the London concerts upcoming.
Yeah, so
her last concerts in Europe.
Yep.
And what did the mayor of London say?
The mayor of London released a statement that the Wembley Stadium Eras Tour will be carrying on, and that he was quoted saying, I'm sure Vienna has got its own reasons to cancel the Taylor Swift concerts. We're going to carry on, working closely with police and ensuring that the Taylor Swift concerts can take place in London safely.
Yeah, just kind of weird to be
it
like,
just came
I'm
off
sure
a
they
little
had their reasons.
Snarky.
No,
yeah,
it really
like,
did. As if like,
I'm sure they have their reasons to cancel, but we're going to carry on.
The reason
like,
to cancel is
there was a
terrorist
attack
threat. To the
wasn't
point
like,
where someone was hired as a security guard who was in fact a terrorist.
Yeah,
like that's,
it wasn't like poor planning. Well, no, I guess that was poor planning.
That is like,
but
it's
just
a
like,
security thing. Like,
yeah,
they just don't. And
London,
is a bigger city,
a bajillion times bigger than Vienna.
Bigger city.
Just, there was no need to throw shade at the little city
just,
for taking precautions.
I know. I felt that that was
mayor
poorly worded.
London. What
yeah, mayor of London. I don't know who you are.
Mayor of London.
But I didn't like that tone.
I
definitely
didn't like
didn't.
That tone either.
And
we weren't the only ones that thought that. Some girls DM'd and were like,
"Yeah, everybody
what's
was
up
like,
with
what's,
this fucking
what's
tone?
With the shade? Yeah, yeah, yeah." Yeah. So,
Sadiq Khan is his name.
Okay,
so.
Well, what the fuck, Sadiq?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe if I heard it not just written out plainly like that, maybe the shade isn't there.
Yeah,
but
maybe the shade
I don't
isn't
know
there,
how
but it came off very shady.
Came off very shady in writing. So I don't know. Very strange. The fact that we have not heard anything from Taylor is like, I think that these concerts will happen. I don't think there's any way.
Yeah, I think
unless,
these concerts will
happen
too.
I don't think that they'll be canceled. I don't think that. And you know, there. I read a thing this morning that there. I guess there are a lot of riots going on in London right now.
Yeah,
for
there
like
are
a separate reason.
Yeah, there are.
And so they've hired like a lot more private security. They've brought in like counterintelligence, like all kinds of shit for these concerts.
Yeah.
Five concerts, and so, you know.
Just like so anxiety
just,
inducing,
yeah,
I feel like.
It's
like
crazy.
Having to put on a concert and like not knowing 100%
and just hope
what
that everything's okay.
Yeah.
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 But I mean, like, that was that not, I mean, I guess you could say, in order to make yourself feel better, is that not kind of how it was before? Before getting like the actual threat, like every concert you put on, especially when
you're
Taylor Swift,
absolutely.
There's always the lingering in the back of your mind, like there something bad could happen
for
at any
sure.
moment. So
for
it's
sure.
like, I guess to make herself feel better, she could just be like, you know, kind of back to the
right.
way
it was
that
always.
It,
there was always the
is.
Idea.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess it does, though. It's obviously makes it harder when you know for a fact that you have been targeted at one point. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
it's
one thing to always have the threat of terror in the back of your mind, which is another thing that fucking sucks. Like it sucks that anyone has to go about life like that. I know that like. And again, obviously, we live in the United States. I don't know what the experience is in other countries, but I know that here, I feel like terrorists are the number one thing.
Like
all you do is think about is terrorists.
Yeah, I feel like the UK and like France and stuff. Like I feel like they deal with a lot of terrorism now. Like,
do they?
I feel like, I don't know, honestly.
I guess I just compare everything to 9/11. And like, yeah, when people are blowing up people in Times Square and stuff. I mean, it's just, obviously, it's, I'm being a little flippant.
Yeah,
I think.
No, but I know. But like,
I always think about that specific
thing. The Boston
Marathon.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I think we, because I'm sure there is the same amount of things going on in other countries. I guess I also think of like the mass shootings and stuff. Other countries don't have that.
Yes, that's,
because they don't have guns like, you know, like we do, I guess. But, so I think about those things, and I guess it's just always a thought. Like, you're always worried going to this. Is somebody have a gun? Is somebody going to blow us up? You know, the subways, this, that. We live in New York City. It's like a little different, at least for me. I guess I can speak for myself in saying that I'm always thinking about terrorists.
Yeah.
And that's shitty. Like, that's just not a thing you ever want to be thinking about. But now it's ever present amongst the Eras Tour, and that's just a sad fact. Like, I wish that it wasn't a thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's always in the back of your head, but now it's really like, especially these first shows, like, I wonder if she's gonna say anything.
Yeah, me too. I wonder if she's gonna say anything.
And I don't know if she will. Like, maybe
someone
she wants
was like
to
trying
it.
To start a fan project where it was like, what? They held up signs and the sign said like, we're with you or something like that, and okay, everyone was like, all right, like, maybe let's not like remind her.
That's what I mean. Like, she might not want to think about it. Like, it might just be like a go out, do the show, muscle memory.
Yeah,
let's not,
yeah,
let's not,
yeah,
talk about terrorists while we're up here, you know? Like, it just kind of. Also, she's in a tough spot. It's not like she can come out and be like, fuck the terrorists, because then it's like an invitation. You know what I mean? Like, those,
yeah,
you have to be careful what you say and how you act. And I think that that has a lot to do with like the fear.
Imagine
you
she
know?
Came out, she was like, fuck terrorism.
I mean, I would love, like, obviously, we
That'd
would love
be crazy.
It. It'd be crazy, but like, that's, it would be crazy because it would put her in danger.
Yeah,
directly,
it would put her
in danger. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
but I would love to, you know, I'm sure we all share the same sentiments, but it's just.
Yeah, definitely hate terrorism a lot.
Obviously.
Like, it's the. Probably the scariest fucking thing. Crazy. Yeah, I don't know.
It's awful.
Yeah, it just sucks that this is like the world that we live in now. Whether it's a terrorist attack or a shooting, mm-hmm, it's just like, mm-hmm, I don't know. It just fucking
it's
sucks.
Terrible.
It just really, at the end of the day, it just sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks for all the people, mm-hmm, that wanted to go to the concert. It sucks for the city of Vienna because, yep, you know, they were probably going to have a nice economical boom.
Absolutely. And they were so excited. I hope they,
yeah,
still did. I hope they still,
yeah,
benefited
they probably
from
did.
That,
yeah,
a little bit at least. But still, I mean, I think it's. Right, the poor city. Like, you just feel...
Yeah,
and
poor Taylor. Like, it sucks for Taylor, sucks, right, for the fans, sucks for everyone. And, mm-hmm, it's just, like, another good thing has to get ruined, and it,
yep,
fucking sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare. So,
yeah.
But yeah.
I'm just glad that everyone's safe.
Same.
That, you know...
It was the
I
right
always
choice.
Say,
it was
it's
the right
better
choice.
To be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
It's just... It is really the way you should be living your life. It's the way,
yeah,
that I live my life. Before I do anything,
yep,
unsafe, I'm like... Is it even worth it? Most of the time, it's not. And,
yep,
like, even though it's the, I understand, like, the Eras Tour, it's a once in a lifetime. But, you know, your, mm-hmm, your life is more valuable. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to everyone who missed out.
Yep.
And I hope that there's a way that it can be made up for, I guess, some
I
way,
hope
somehow.
So. Somewhere,
yeah,
along the line,
yeah,
maybe we'll see, you know, who knows. But yeah, I mean, it's, of course, it's devastating all around.
Yeah.
But like we said, better safe than sorry, always.
Yeah. All right, guys, quick break for our besties over at Way. You,
ooh,
know them. We love them. I, mm-hmm, feel like Way has been in my hair care routine even before we were partnered with them.
Yep.
It's just like, it's Way a dream come
constant.
True. Yeah. To,
yep,
be able to work with a brand that we love and we use. And Way wants to give you the confidence to live life your way.
What?
Especially on wash day.
Mm-hmm.
Whether your strands are fine, medium, or thick, Way has shampoo and conditioner that's your type. From volume and shine to deeply hydrating, Way helps you find your way to good hair day every single day. I have been loving, actually, the Wave Texture Spray.
Ooh,
have
I
you
don't think
used
I have
that
one.
One?
Ooh, no, I don't have that. What the hell?
Oh, my God.
I don't have that one.
It's not even the way that it makes my hair look, because I really do like it. It's like,
yeah,
it like gives your hair like a beachy wave,
which
I really like.
Obsessed with that.
The smell.
Is it like,
I always talk about the smell of Wave
is
products.
Is it like soft or
it's
hard?
It's soft.
Oh, I love
and,
that.
And you spray it in your hair when it's like damp.
Ooh.
And then you just kind of like zhuzh it.
Yes.
And it like gives you that natural wave. Rhea actually put me on it.
Shit,
and
I
love them. And the smell is so good. Way always has the best smelling products, I think.
They're you know, Gia, right now I lived a full Way day.
Ooh.
This morning. I did. I had the Way body scrub.
Love. love.
In the shower. I have the Whey body lotion of on course. My body. I use the detox shampoo. I needed it desperately. And then, of course, my spray leave-in conditioner. And I'll tell you, I think my hair is looking great today.
Your hair does look great. That's how I have fabulous so hair, soft. Which is sometimes...
Thank you. Sometimes it looks too frizzy, but the Whey really helps me out yes. with that. The leave-in yeah. conditioner, I swear by it. I always talk about it.
Yeah, I think it speaks volumes, like, 100%. Mm-hmm. I used Whey before even, like, yep. anything. So and I've only used it even more now. So Same. It's just great. Yeah, like you said, I want to say, like, my whole shower routine is Whey.
All of it is Whey. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Seriously. Even, yeah, like, body scrub, body wash, my lotion. It's just, it's so great. And they just keep coming out with more products. They keep just, I said this a million times, the St. Bart's.
The spray. You love that spray.
I'm obsessed with it.
I've got it on my desk. I make people smell it all the time. Oh, when they seem testy, I'm like, just smell this spray. It reminds me of the beach. Just take a whiff. Just take a smell.
You need to relax.
People love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shampoo and conditioner are made to nourish every hair type and tackle exactly what your hair is lacking. If you want volume, fine hair and conditioner will give you a lift without weighing you down. And if you're in between fine hair and thick hair, then you can wash your way to a happy medium with medium shampoo and conditioner. And make sure you wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouia.com and AI. Use code
OUAI.
Oh, did I say IA?
Yeah.
Oh my God. theouai.com. Thank you for that.
Of course.
And use code WATCH for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com. Code WATCH.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm very curious about the London shows now. Obviously, everyone is talking about how whatever, you know, We're dipping our toes in clown territory again, but whatever sort of announcement, thoughts, ideas, whatever, I think all of that's out the window.
Out the window.
Forget it.
Yeah.
None of that shit's going on. I think we're just trying to get through these shows and get the fuck out of Europe. Yeah. No offense. And
I don't think there's going to be any fun.
Nothing. Yeah. I think it's just going to be, let's
just
get this
typical
done.
Typical air story. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think
which is
fine.
Hey.
Yes,
yeah.
as it should be.
Which
like
is amazing
the
in
fact
of itself.
That she's
yeah.
even putting the shows on still, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I hope that like her parents are out there.
I'm sure Travis can't be.
Travis is at camp still, so he can't be out there for her. But I hope that she's got her family out there or some close friends or something because... Mm-hmm. Nothing will make you feel more lonely than something like this.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, so I just hope she's okay. But yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if Taylor Swift ever feels like Harry Potter.
Like absolutely,
in,
I bet.
Yeah, like in absolutely, the sense of like everyone around you is kind of always affected by like your life.
Yep. For sure.
I don't know why Harry Potter was the person, but I feel like probably every celebrity feels
I've
like that.
I've had Harry on the brain. My brother and I watched Harry Potter over the weekend.
You want to know something really cool that I got?
What?
At the Harry Potter store in Flatiron, I got a coffee table book of Goblet of Fire, the whole book. But it's a coffee table version.
What?
So it has like pictures and it's like a big book. It's really cool. I'll send you a pic.
It looks like I have to go to.
Yeah.
Looks like was there only Goblet of Fire?
No, they had everyone.
Oh,
yeah, so I picked
God.
My fave, Goblet of Fire, obviously. What's your fave also?
I oscillate a little bit. Deathly Hallows is my fave. Okay. But if I'm being real, Half-Blood Prince might be my favorite.
Okay.
I really like Half-Blood Prince. It's my favorite. One of my favorite movies is Half-Blood Prince because I think it's the funniest movie by far. And they have a little bit more of their like social lives in it.
Is the Time Turner, is that Half-Blood Prince?
No,
is that Order of
Phoenix? Prisoner of Azkaban.
Oh, right.
Duh. I'm a non-Azkaban girl. Everyone fucking loves that
movie.
I've never liked
I don't like the first three.
I think it's fine.
Yeah. Four on
Two
is where I'm in.
I like Chamber of Secrets a lot. Four is unbelievable.
Yeah, four is great. Goblet of Fire
is
fire.
I think four of the movie is bad, though. Not bad. It was good, but they just left so much out. It drives me insane.
Yeah.
All the house elves. How do you skip that whole...
Yeah.
No kitchens, no... Also bothers me in the fifth one, no St. Mungo's. They don't go to the hospital in the movies. They cut so many good things out.
Yeah. I hate what they turned... Not to get... but I just hate... They really turned Ginny into like this lame-ass bitch
worst.
With no personality. And Ginny was so fun.
I was just talking about this with Sam yesterday. I literally like... Ginny Weasley,
she was like one of my favorite,
just as smart as Hermione,
outspoken girl boss,
completely, like power bitch, loved it, amazing.
Yeah, she's a prissy little
got her way in with Harry, like all that shit, like she just crushed it the whole time. And in the movies, they make her seem like she comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden she's Harry's girlfriend. Like,
yeah,
it's ridiculous. Yeah. They did her wrong in the movies for sure. And I feel bad for Bonnie Wright because she gets a lot of shit for it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that she was necessarily bad. I just don't think they gave her enough opportunity to shine. Yeah. So, but yeah, I bet Taylor does feel like Harry sometimes. Yeah. Oh, I just feel so bad for her right now.
I know. Me too.
It just sucks. Sucks so bad.
It does suck.
But let's see. So that's all. Let's hope that London goes well and everything is fine and she just gets through it.
Wait, so when is Charles going?
Charles is going the 20th.
Okay.
So he'll be there the last night. Boots on the ground last night, which is what everybody was hoping that there was going to be an announcement that night.
I've got boots on the ground on the 15th.
Fabulous. Yeah. So the first night.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good.
First night, last night.
First night, last night. That's perfect. So we've got boots on the ground. Yes. Yeah. Boots on the ground for those. And then we are, it's all still in flux, but we will, not sure which day, be boots on the ground in Miami. It is confirmed we're going to Miami. We don't know which day. Yes. We don't know what's happening. It might be a last minute ticket situation for us.
We will physically be in Miami at the very least. Whether we will be at the Eras Tour is up in the air still, but we will physically be in Miami.
We will be in Miami for the Miami tour.
Which is exciting.
And it's good because it's her first tours back after her little break.
Yeah.
So,
we got to go.
Announcement potential. If she pushes things, announcement potential, who knows? So, but we'll be there and that'll be exciting too. Football is coming up.
The Eagles' first preseason game was yesterday or the day before, or something like that. I think they won. Honestly, I was not paying attention. There was just a lot of Olympics going on that I was watching.
I don't pay attention to any of it. I was like, I don't pay attention to preseason.
They won by 3 against the Ravens on Friday. They had a preseason game.
Sorry, Baltimore.
Let's see. When the
go
Chiefs
home. That's how they talk.
Go home. Well, that's also how that's Philly how people
South
talk
Philly and Baltimore water. Are like next to each other.
Let's see. Did the Chiefs play? They did not play, but they play.
Oh.
Not this weekend. I don't know when they play.
Never.
Honestly. Maybe never.
They don't need to practice.
It doesn't. It's not coming up on my thing that they played, and nor does it say that they're going to play next weekend.
Interesting. We do know that they're playing September 5th. That's all I know. But I think that's a real game though, right? Like that's the start of the season.
Yes. September is the first real start of the season. What in the F? Where is this team? Maybe they have their own category name. Okay, no, I'm lying. They played on Saturday against the Jaguars. The Jaguars won.
Against the Super Bowl champs?
This is, preseason, no starters play. So, I think Travis played two snaps.
Got it.
I don't know if Pat Mahomes played. He probably played a couple snaps. This is kind of just for the rookies, for the other, get some runs in.
Reps.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because you don't want your starters to get hurt during preseason. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Someone say rep?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, that's all I think about.
It would be really funny to go to a Chiefs game and do a TikTok if Taylor was here, she would rep TV Easter egg, at the Aerosaur, they don't take breaks during timeouts.
How embarrassing. They need a break. Weird. I would love that. We have to go to one. We'll have to figure out how to get to a Chiefs game at some point.
I've heard only good things about Kansas City, and I really want to try their barbecue. Apparently they have the best barbecue.
People say that about it too. I'm very interested in going to a game. I'm very interested in seeing the city of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And it's in our future. Yeah. These are all things we're just going to do them, We're just going to do them because it's
it can't be that.
It's good for us. I want to see it. We want to experience these things. It's just fun.
Yeah.
So we'll figure it out. We're also figuring out, remember we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that we will be doing a little bit of football coverage and a little bit of gambling.
Yeah, a little gambling on the horizon, a little football coverage. I'm super excited.
I'm very excited. Yeah, we had a really fun call. Very excited for me.
Yeah, I really am into the idea of women naturally getting into sports or unnaturally, whether you were forced to, you know, and now that Taylor Swift it comes is into upon sports, you. So it's like, ugh, now I have to be into sports.
Right.
It's so fun. Mm-hmm. There's so much drama. Like, so if you like drama. The tea, you like the gossip, you will like sports because there's never-ending
that's
gossip.
That's how they got me, is because I'm there for the gossip, I'm there for the drama, mm-hmm. I'm there for the behind-the-scenes stuff, but if I can figure out what's going on in the game in the meantime, like, that's great.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
So, which is what we're going to be doing.
So we're not going to be like, Pat Mahomes threw for 400 yards and then he blah, blah, blah. Well, no. But like very basic betting terminology, mm-hmm. we'll all learn together because I do some sports betting, but I'm still, you know,
a novice,
a very much a novice. I know
I'm
like
an extreme
two or
novice.
Three things. Yeah. So we'll help teach each other. Yep. We will teach you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to have Will Compton on the show and
big time.
Try to
oh yes.
Him,
we need
to,
have a conversation
out.
With Will. Maybe we should talk to him this week and try to sort that out because
I don't know the next time he'll be in New York.
I don't either. Oh, looks like we got to go to Nashville. Twist my
arm. Oh no.
Very much would love to have him on and explain a couple of things for us and do a little crossover there, especially with all this on the horizon. So we'll get that in the works for sure.
Yeah. Football season is going to be fun.
It is going to be fun. Something you mentioned, you mentioned our meeting. So we had a meeting, and we're talking about, obviously we're talking about gambling. Barstool Sports is a big partnership with DraftKings, so we're a DraftKings company.
Slay.
And so we did have a meeting talking about all this, like how we're gonna, you know, incorporate all this, how we're gonna learn and whatever. And something exciting about the call was that it was all women.
Yeah.
And so it was like all the girlies at DraftKings, us, they're Swifties, we're Swifties. Yeah. Like, it was a really
they
fun
phone
call.
They have a whole team like dedicated to authentically and like naturally integrating women into sports gambling and just sports in general, which I thought was great. Like
it's just exciting.
It was
just
nice
a very
to
fun
open
thing.
The call and just talk to all girls,
yeah,
talking about sports, talking about Taylor Swift, talking about whatever. Mm-hmm. It was very reassuring.
Yep.
And it was just like nice to know because we always talked about the idea of it. And it was nice to know that there is, you know, a market out there and people
and
are
that
interested.
They have confidence in us to carry something like this out. But yes, it was nice getting on the call. It's all girls. We're all chit-chatting about, you know, what we think is right to do and what's exciting, good ideas. Mm-hmm. And but it's really nice because in my head, when I think of gambling, it's a little scary to me. Like, I don't really know the terminology. I know that guys get so intense about gambling or whatever.
Yeah.
So when it was like all these women and they're all coming on to explain and whatever, I just felt like, okay, maybe this isn't as hard or as daunting as I thought.
Definitely
so
not.
It's just a new avenue we're opening up. So for those who are interested in those kind of things, stay tuned and get
excited.
It's going to be fun stuff.
Sports. Oh God, I can't believe football season's like already back.
I can't believe it either.
So crazy.
This
summer went by so fast.
It did. It went by so fast. At the same time, I feel like the past couple weeks have been like dragging, but also they went in a blink of an eye. Like, I can't explain how I
feel
about summer. Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies
when you're
having fun.
Time flies when you go past the age of 20. I feel like each year gets shorter and shorter.
Yep.
And it's so crazy that it's already almost September.
Yep, yep, yep.
My sister is already like, my sister just got engaged a year ago,
I know.
And it feels like yesterday.
I was out to drinks with my friend for her birthday on Friday, last Friday, and she was asking about. I was like, oh, I got friend's wedding coming up, whatever.
Yeah.
She was like, didn't she just get engaged like a couple months ago?
Literally.
And I was like, no, last year. And she was like, if you had asked me that, I swear to God, I would have said 3 months ago.
Yeah, no, it feels like it was 3 months ago.
Yeah, I know.
It was. I mean, they. Like a day after, not even like at the dinner after the engagement, my mom was like, all right, so like how many people, like where do you think?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
of course.
So they were planning on day
They've
one.
They've been planning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just so crazy that it's already almost here.
It's exciting. That's going to be so fun.
Oh,
ooh, we're going to rage.
We're going to have so much fun.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
He's so excited.
We're going to get so drunk.
I know.
I'm
it's going to be so
excited.
Fun. You know that I have to leave the next day. I go straight to Chicago for Survivor. Yeah.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
I know. We don't start till Monday, so I have Sunday to recover.
That's good.
But still,
that's kind of brutal.
Yeah. Rhea, too.
Are you flying from the Vineyard?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
I know. Unless Dave is coming,
gonna
come from Nantucket, maybe pick us up on the way.
Yeah. That
we made those
hilarious.
Jokes, and I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, yeah.
It'd be hilarious, but there's
You can just
no
take
way.
The ferry over.
That's what I'm saying. Like, meet you in Nantucket.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah,
all jump
yeah.
on a flight.
That's really funny.
He'll probably be there sooner than us, though.
Yeah.
Not that he would ever do that, imagine. He's like, yeah, no, we'll hop on the PJ. Let's just head over. That would look
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, because he said he would never step foot. Actually, he was in Martha's Vineyard. My neighbor took a picture with him and sent it to my parents. Yeah. He was like, Dave's here.
That's crazy.
And they were like, oh, nice.
Doing pizza, I'm sure.
I don't know what he was doing up
Who
there.
Who knows what he's up to. He's crazy.
Crazy guy.
He'll also be in Miami at some point. That's part of the reason why we don't know exactly when we're going or what's going on is we like might be going with Dave or we might be going on our own. But Dave's schedule is up in the air.
If Dave invites, if there's an invitation from Dave, it's going to you. I don't think
He would never invite me and not you. That'd be insane.
Really?
Never. He would never do. That'd be so fucked up.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know if I deserve.
No, it would be if. First of all, I don't even know if he would invite me either. Yeah. We did discuss it because I kept asking him. I also kept like including. I was like, "We are trying to get tickets. Like, do you want us to get you a ticket?" I just want to know what day like to do because I'm. Regardless, we're going. I'm getting us tickets. We're going one of the days. I just want to know which day, in case he randomly is like, "Yeah, here's a bunch of like a bunch of stuff." Right. I don't want to have bought tickets for and the same like, day.
Yeah.
And also, but yeah, he says he's going, and I was gonna be like, "Let's get three tickets next to each other." Like I was ready to do it. So who knows? But
just picturing like me and Dave, like
that's what's so funny about
my boyfriend. Yeah.
Singing Enchanted together, swaying to his favorite Enchanted.
we all start. It would be really fun. All too well.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know if he's thinking like that, and if he starts thinking like that, he might be like, "I don't want these crazy bitches near me."
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I'm like, we have to play it cool. Like, of course, we have to suppress our emotions. Which, like, I don't know if I can.
I think we need to be our authentic selves. Mm. But regardless, so that's also part of the thing is we don't know what day he wants to go or if he's going with us. Mm. So we're kind of limbo there a little bit. But we will see.
We will see.
Okay, let's take another quick break. We have a new bestie on the scene. Someone new to the podcast and also someone new in my life. I don't know a lot about this and I am looking to Gia, who thankfully does know this new brand, this new bestie on the pod. Gia, tell us a little bit about Lumi.
As a sweaty queen.
Ooh, I'm also a sweaty queen. So this is going to change my life, I think.
I have struggled so much with sweat, like just forever, always being so embarrassed, especially like my butt. Like I get that sweat like it's no one's business.
Yeah.
So I actually got, I think it was an Instagram ad or some social media ad where Lumi was and it was advertising that, you know, it's an all over body deodorant. And I was like, I need that because I sweat all over my body.
For sure.
And it's just, it's a great, great deodorant. It's great if you like get chafing in between your thighs. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's very all around. It's not just for your armpits, which I feel like has kind of like, you don't just sweat in your armpits.
It's, that I think is usually the central focus when you're thinking deodorants. But I think that we all know as women, especially that there are plenty of other places we're sweating.
Yeah, and definitely.
You know, we need some help.
Yes.
A lot of different places.
And if the summer heat has you worrying about the strength of your deodorant, then listen up because I'm about to turn you on to the only deodorant you'll ever need. And it's called Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. And it's formulated for all the places that tend to get stinky when the weather warms up, like your pits, privates, and your feet. Feet
is a big one,
is
to be honest.
Crazy.
People do not realize that their feet smell bad. And I think that that is a big problem in society.
They're like taking off their shoes on the plane.
You can't have that.
You need some Lumi on your feet.
Yeah. If you're going to start, you know, taking the dogs out, you got to get Lumi on your feet.
Yeah, facts.
You got to get Lumi on your feet.
And not only does it go where other deodorants don't, it's just outrageously effective. Our application in the morning is clinically proven to block odor all day. Ooh. That's what I like, especially when we're at work. We're doing stuff where we're like running around. We were in Central Park pretending to fight. Like, we're always doing stuff. The weather in New York is just crazy with the humidity. I just feel like I'm constantly always sweating.
New York City, Manhattan feels like the surface of the sun most days.
Yeah. So it's nice to, you know, do the application of Lumi and then know that once you go out throughout your day, you don't have to worry about, you know, bringing an extra deodorant with you. Because I feel like that's something that I used to do all the time, bring like a little to-go deodorant. You don't have to do that anymore with Lumi. And unlike certain traditional deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. More like a pre-odorant.
Ooh, so it's okay. I love this.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to be hearing about this.
Yes.
I feel like, where have I been? Under a rock?
No,
I
know.
Do you know about Lumi?
I
love this.
I genuinely see them like all the time on my social media and
fabulous.
They're just the best. And if you're ready to make this your freshest summer ever, then Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers.
Ooh.
It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or deodorant wipes,
love
and
that.
Free shipping. Yes.
Deodorant wipes. Love that too.
So you're getting a whole hubbub of little fun things with this starter pack and free shipping. And as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals to over 40% off.
Oh my God.
Their entire starter pack.
This is a great deal.
It's basically free.
I love a good deal.
Oh,
oh God.
Please,
I love a sale.
I love a sale.
Thank God. Thank God for this.
So use code TaylorWatch for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's TaylorWatch. That's the code at LumiDeodorant.com.
Fabulous. Thank you to Lumi for being a new bestie. We're so excited to have you. So excited to have you on the pod. I hope that that everybody gives this a try. I know that I've got my order on my phone already.
Yeah,
so,
please.
It'll be on the way and we'll be able to talk about it moving forward. Fabulous.
We need people to start smelling good
again. Yeah, we do. We will see what happens.
I have a few more Taylor tidbits.
Ooh,
if
fabulous.
You want to talk about them.
Yes.
First is that she donated 2 autographed guitars
to
a charity
this.
Called Kicks and Fits.
Ooh,
they had a gala.
Cute.
And yeah, that's just, I thought it was a very nice gesture.
It's a really
gesture.
Sweet thing.
She always does that. Like
yeah,
very quietly will send over some like very, very one of a kind, one in a million memorabilia.
It's always sentimental.
Yeah,
she's
always
very
something
good at,
very cool.
At giving things that are meaningful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a guitar signed by Taylor Swift. And the guitar, I don't know what it is, the face of the guitar or whatever had like a
folklore
background
it was very
in it
cool.
that was signed. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
gorgeous.
She blocked Kanye from being number one.
Yeah, she did.
First time. I think it was. He has had an album debut at number one 11 times in a row or something like that.
12
times in a row.
Yep.
And on the 13th time,
and forget
he
it,
was
Vultures
blocked
too.
By Miss Taylor Swift.
Yep. He debuted at number 2.
Yep. Which, it was 11 consecutive number one albums on the Billboard 200, and it debuts at number 2 behind Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department.
How embarrassing.
Your album debuted number 2 to an album that came out 3 months ago.
Yep.
Or 4 months ago.
April,
May, June, July, August, almost five months ago.
So embarrassing at this point.
You
so
should be embarrassed.
You should probably
stop putting out music.
Yeah, just quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, cover up.
People are saying that the album, so like, you know, obviously there are Kanye fans still in this world. I don't know how, but there are. And people are saying that the album isn't good. Like they were like, there's a couple.
Shocker.
The song with Lil Wayne is good, and that's basically
yeah.
it. So people are saying
his music
so,
sucks.
Know.
His music hasn't been good.
Hasn't been good in a long
maybe
time.
Maybe Life of Pablo.
Yeah, I didn't like Life of Pablo.
Unfortunately, people always shit on that album, but unfortunately, I will always
people
really
loved
like
it.
That album.
I think I like that album.
I think
a lot.
It was literally just because it came out in like 2016. I was going into my senior year of high school.
Yeah,
like,
good
it's
memories.
Just, yeah, good memories attached to it
for sure.
Has not put out a single good song or album since that album. And yeah, I just feel like his time has come to an end.
That's
and
it.
It's time to just wipe his memory off the face of the earth. Thank you for College Dropout. Thank you for My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Everything besides that, you can fuck off.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Yeah. And your crazy wife with her big titties.
Mm-hmm.
Please put those things away. Every
let
time
girl,
I open up
let
TMZ.
Let that girl stop being held hostage.
Like,
I know,
help
but
her.
Why do I keep
help her.
Do you think that, like, this is the thing with her. Obviously, we see her and we think she's being held hostage and, like, purposefully humiliated.
Yeah.
And, like, it's all very weird. And, like,
apparently he's, like, addicted to nitrous.
Oh. Okay. No,
yeah.
Not that shocked, I guess.
Yeah.
Who knows? But the thing is that why are we, first of all, she's always wearing nothing. She's always naked. And so it's just, that's always how it's going to be. Why is TMZ posting her every single day? Are they calling the paparazzi on themselves?
Yeah, they have,
to
be calling the paparazzi
because
on themselves.
Because no one actually cares what Bianca Censori is up to. No
and it's
one
like,
are
we
get,
like, we've seen
who
her
is
big.
She
has big,
Kanye
beautiful boobies, and I've seen those boobs a million bajillion times. Her vagine's out. Listen, girl.
Every time.
I'm all for wear what you want to wear, but it doesn't feel authentic to her.
No.
It feels very like forced, and it almost feels like a humiliation kink.
That's
thing.
What I'm that's how it feels to me. It feels very much like he dressed her up like Kim, but
yeah,
like as if she has been like locked in a basement for 10 years.
He has the audacity
to
like slut
like,
shame Kim all the time. I feel like for doing covers, whatever, and then he has
we take Kim's side in the Beyonce thing.
Yeah,
like, Kim is whatever, but like.
Wait, what Beyonce thing?
Sorry, not Beyonce.
Oh, I was going to say, oh my God.
We take Kim's side in the
yeah.
against Kanye.
That like, is we, like we, the one thing I will always have sympathy for Kim yeah. is the fact that it really felt like she finally felt like she found like yep. her life partner. Yep. They have amazingly beautiful children together. Mm-hmm. And it's just like your whole husband, as you know, is a complete different person.
And he went nuts.
And
yeah.
you have to co-parent with him.
Right.
And you have children, like you have children.
Young, impressionable children.
Exactly what I was going to say. Impressionable children. Like, it sucks. So
has to be really hard.
Kanye, please. I'm tired of his shit. I know. It's just like, I can't with him anymore.
Head off to Wyoming. Get yourself straight.
Yeah, he needs to go to like an inpatient.
Something.
For the rest of his life.
Something.
Yeah.
He needs guidance. I don't know. Get back to your God shit. Like, at least that was, you know, righteous, I suppose.
I know.
Like, who the fuck knows?
I don't know.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, those are my tidbits.
The album is, yeah, love that. Love that. The album sucked, apparently. I feel like I had one more little thing as well that I sent around. I was just sending funny memes. I love this thing I sent earlier. Someone says that, you know how to ball, I know Aristotle, is this generation's, he was a punk and she did ballet, yeah. like from Skater
yeah,
Boy, Avril Lavigne.
Definitely.
So agree.
Yeah, that's very
love
funny.
That. Love that.
He was a punk. She did ballet.
What more can I say? Do 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 do. He wanted her. Do 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 do. Can I tell you something that is bothering me though? Mm. There's an account. It's like the Taylor Swift Eras Tour account on Twitter. They just keep making my heart skip because they post a photo of Taylor on stage and they're like, Taylor Swift takes the stage. Like, it sounds like present. Like, it's happening right in this moment.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like, in 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
And so every time it makes my heart race and I'm like, oh, my God, is this concert happening right now? Did I lose track of time? Like, it drives me crazy. So that's just a separate thing.
You know what I'm really going to miss? Yeah.
What?
The Olympics.
The
I'm
going to
miss
were
them.
Nice. The Olympics.
It was
oh,
really.
Yeah. You know, closing ceremonies, Olympics. What yeah. do you think? I only watched clips, to be honest.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I watched
Billie Eilish.
Yeah,
Billie Eilish performed.
Yep.
You
cute,
know,
cute.
On a fake Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
it wasn't really Venice Beach.
That was really
funny. It was just like
funny.
A different beach because Venice Beach is like
insane.
Full of trash.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
not literal trash, meaning like trash people. And
Well, also, but also
literal
trash.
Yeah, and literal trash. Well, they got to clean it up. They got till 2028.
Really?
To get it out. Yeah, that's. I mean, they're gonna have to clean up so much. Listen, every city that says we're gonna host the Olympics next, they have to start planning.
Oh, right, because I forgot LA. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have to start planning like as soon as the last Olympics is over. So from now until 2028, LA is about to have the biggest overhaul as a city that you've ever seen.
Yeah,
and they're first of all, I mean, the population problem, the homeless people, I hate to say it, but that's going to be a lot of people displaced in that way. Venice Beach is kind of like it's almost like a flea market at this point.
Are there things like particularly happening at Venice Beach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And like the
beach
area,
volleyball and
like,
shit probably?
Yeah, like all the areas around it are, and like Venice Beach and all the beaches around
it are
all the beach
things.
And that, you know, and they're going to be showing all of it. Like, they're going to show probably Santa Monica Pier. Like, they're going to, all the like hot spots.
Yeah.
They're going to show all those places. But the reality is LA is kind of shit. So it's
LA
like,
sucks.
I hate LA.
Yeah,
personally.
Me too.
I hate LA. So they're going to really have to overhaul the whole fucking place.
Yeah.
And I'll be interested to see how it goes. Well, they've already started
construction on
the airport.
If they can do it in Paris, they can do it anywhere. Because
facts.
I feel like Paris is the most dysfunctional fucking city in the world. So if they can do it in Paris, they can definitely do it in LA.
Yep.
Those poor fucking swimmers that had to swim in the Seine. Like,
oh, God.
It's just disgusting. Like,
what
at least
nightmare. Those poor people.
In 4 years, you know, we'll have clean water to swim in.
Wait a minute.
What?
How about poor Jordan Chiles?
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
I know.
I was trying to like really read into all that. Jordan Chiles won bronze in a floor routine.
Yep.
And it was like
Individual floor routine,
but it was like there was something, a point discrepancy,
yes.
and something was going on where
so she was originally in fifth place after the floor routines. Then gymnastics rules are so
literal. I don't pretend to know the ins and outs.
But it has something to do with the timing of when they decided to submit their complaint to review Jordan's routine, which added the point. It was like
point one is what it added.
And that boosted her to third, and she ended up getting the bronze medal.
Right. Over a girl from Romania.
Yes.
Yeah.
They deducted points from this Romanian girl because they thought she stepped out of bounds. Turns out she actually didn't step out of bounds.
Right.
But they didn't deduct or do anything until, like, whatever this happened yesterday or mm-hmm. 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And now people are like, you can't just take away a medal that was given to someone. The only reasons you take away a medal is cheating or doping.
Right.
You don't take away a medal because the judges made a mistake.
Exactly. And even that, the cheating and doping, those things take weeks, months, yeah. years to, like, figure out if they're going to take, like, it's not just like, take the medal back. Like, it's a crazy thing. Jeff D. Lowe was tweeting about it. He was like, it takes months sometimes for these appeals to go through, and this happened to Jordan Chiles in 4 days.
Yeah.
And it just seems, you know.
It's very, very unfair.
It's pretty crazy, super unfair, but unfair also to the other girls. Apparently the Romanian girl and I guess there was another girl, I don't know who, they were like offering to split it three ways. We'll all get the bronze.
Yeah.
Like, we'll all be fine. So it's none of the competitors' fault. It strictly lies with
just
the judges.
Stupid judges.
And what fucking assholes.
I don't know.
Just,
yeah. I don't know why terrible. They don't just split it. Like,
what's wrong with
it's
that?
It's a beautiful.
Especially something that's happening like this. And then if they don't care, like if nobody there is like, I want my medal and fuck all y'all. Like,
yeah.
And then where's the harm in that? Like, the Olympics, I think, this year were a great way to kind of bring everybody together. They showcased a lot of friendships
like, yes.
with people in other countries.
Yes.
And it was all pretty positive, I'd say, in terms of like the competitors.
Yeah,
everybody was good to each other
yeah,
for the
totally.
Most part. And yeah, so just
like
you hate to see something like this, you know. And Jordan Chiles was getting hate from like people in Romania. They weren't understanding what was going on. She
yeah.
was getting like targeted for all this bullshit.
It's
and then
crazy.
Like. You know, and so was that Romanian girl. Like, everybody's,
oh, yeah,
you know,
sure.
people are throwing stones from all sides of the aisles, and it's just not fair. Leave these people alone. It's
no,
not their
literally
fault,
leave
you know?
Them alone. They're Olympic athletes. Like,
leave
you're, they're on a whole different, complete level than you.
Right.
Like,
mind
I
your
just,
business.
I feel like gymnastics has always been so fucking
it's so cutthroat.
God, it's so cutthroat.
I know.
And it, you know, that was the whole thing with the Michaela Skinner thing. She was like, oh, like these girls, like they don't have
like. Oh,
did
you
see
her
like,
put out an
apology? She was like,
no.
Simone, stop. Like,
it like wasn't an apology,
yeah,
by the way.
She was like,
Michaela Skinner can fucking choke on it at this point. Like,
yeah.
I'm serious. Like, I was so disappointed to see that video. The video that she put out, for those who don't remember the drama that's happening or that happened with Michaela Skinner, she who's a former Olympian. She's retired now. She's still young, though. I don't even know if she's like 30. She's pretty young. She's just not in the Olympics anymore, was a gymnast, had made a comment about the current gymnastics team saying that excluding Simone, they were all like not working that hard.
They
and
weren't,
just,
pushed, hard
they weren't
enough,
pushed hard enough.
They were lazy.
Kinda lazy,
yeah.
Implying that like they had it harder. Like,
yeah, yeah.
When I was an Olympian, I had it harder.
Yes.
Basically, when I was young, I had to walk to school
yeah,
uphill both
yeah.
ways.
Like
because, that like, kind of
because
argument.
You were like abused by your coaches
right.
verbally. Like that's
so
not a normal thing.
Exactly. So and it shouldn't be. She shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
And it just came out the wrong way, and it was just not the right way to say it. So after that, Simone obviously heard it. She's riding for her team. She starts making, you know, she subtle jabs. Like she made her captions, like when they all won gold, being like lazy
untalented, yeah,
untalented
yeah, yeah.
team, whatever, like throwing shade. After all that, Michaela Skinner then starts getting hate online. She's embarrassed, this, that, whatever. She puts out a video. The biggest, like, virtue signaling, like, just so clueless, like, acting like this little meek little lamb, being like...
Like, you know what you were doing.
Not, this is not how I wanted it to come across, and Simone should know that, but I am sorry. However, I'm now getting threats against me and my family and death. And listen, nobody
okay.
likes hate online. We all fucking hate that. But don't sit here and play victim now and beg
yeah.
for people to stop and whatever and act
yeah.
like you're this, oh, I'm so sorry.
Like, say it with
you're
your chest.
The one that's, yeah,
yeah,
say it with your chest. That's
yeah.
literally what my friend Andrea and I were going back and forth about it. And I was like, she took zero accountability for
yeah.
What she said and what she implied. What she needed to do right away was just immediately be like, I fucked up. I said that in a way that I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You girls are amazing. You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry. And
yeah.
then move on. That's it. Don't come in here now and be like, my family is getting no, fuck off. Like, it's just, and she's just looking like such a, I don't know. It's just a bad
yeah, no,
look.
I agree.
It's just a bad look. And she handled it poorly. And, you know, that's that. I did say that I think that she, you know, everybody who's like online understands that there are like death threats fly everywhere. And like those things are, it barely moves the needle for me when it's like, oh, I'm getting death threats. I'm getting this, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like,
death
yeah,
threat.
Of course
it's
you
like,
are.
Oh,
like,
oh, it's a Tuesday.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Of course you are, whatever. I said, though, that I think Michaela, when she was a gymnast, it was in a time where this wasn't it wasn't like this.
Yeah.
Like, social media wasn't the way that it was.
Yeah.
So this is probably her first experience with that.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I understand her fear, but it's like, girl, you're you know, welcome to the club.
Yeah, and
it's
also, everybody. Like, people are going to, like, we already forgotten about her.
Exactly.
Like, it's
like
not,
just keep your mouth shut from, from now. It's not your moment. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, girl.
Tom Cruise
jumping
into the Olympic ring. What
Tom
a freak.
Cruise jumped. He's such a weird, weird dude. He's always been such a weird dude.
He's so weird. I'm not a Tom Cruise fan, but I am. He's an interesting guy.
Yes, I'm interested in him. I'm not a fan of him,
but
I'm interested in him for sure.
Yeah,
and like, yeah, he has some great movies.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a certified weirdo for sure.
Yeah.
He jumped in Lady Gaga style, did his own stunts, and he crushed it. Like, it was flawless.
I will always respect him for doing his own stunts.
Yeah. Same. I respect that.
He like literally held on to like the side of like a fucking 787 jet. Like, he's crazy.
He's nuts.
Yeah.
He's nuts. He's a daredevil. And then her,
yeah, sang the national anthem.
Rock and roll
quite
style.
Beautifully. Yeah,
awesome.
she loves the rock
She's
and roll
so
moment.
Good. I just love her.
Yeah,
she sang it beautifully. Started off, first half of it was basically a cappella with like a little bit of stuff in the background,
and then she
came in on the electric guitar, Rockets Red Glare, and it was
awesome. Hell yeah.
Sounded great. She
thank God it
up
wasn't
there.
Ingrid.
God, imagine.
I hope she's doing all right.
I hope she's okay.
Ingrid,
too.
That was the woman who sang the national anthem for the.
I don't even know what for.
I forget. Was it the NH? No, it was. Like, was it Olympics?
Baseball?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
baseball.
Where she
home
said she
run.
Was. She said she was drunk, right?
Yeah, and she
like,
posted.
I was drunk.
Like, I'm going to rehab.
Rehab I'll catch you
after
later.
She sang the national anthem at the. I think it was the home run derby. Yeah,
yes,
home run derby.
Yes, yes.
And yeah, she posted after that she was drunk.
Poor girl.
And if you watch it, you will be like, girl, I get it. You were blacked out.
Yes,
fuck
absolutely
out.
Blacked
yeah.
out. Because, like, what were you doing? But yeah, no. Her
honestly, respect.
It. Yeah, respect. And also, she owned up to it immediately.
Yeah,
even if
yeah.
she wasn't drunk,
and the way
I would
that she
say
owned
that.
Up
I'd
to
be
it,
like,
I respected
drunk.
Totally immediately. She was like, listen, I was drunk. I'm really embarrassed. I'm going to rehab.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
And that's the only way to do it. Because otherwise, you're the worst. Because, you know, it's career suicide otherwise.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
All
so.
That. I'm trying to think what else. Nothing really stand out for me that I saw clips from the thing. I have a few people that I'm in love with. Wait, what's his name?
There's a lot of people I'm in love with.
Nick Mead.
I don't know who that is.
He is a.
Are these Olympians that we're in love with?
Yeah, Nick Mead. He's a rower. He walked out with Katie Ledecky. They carried the flags.
Oh, is he hot?
He is hot. He's tall. He's like 6'6" and a rower. But he has like a fiance or something. Like he seems like a good guy. You know.
There
but I just
is
was
a
like,
guy who got the
you.
Bronze medal in skating.
Oh,
Nijah Houston.
Ooh.
Hot.
Hottie,
as
hot.
Fuck.
Love it.
Literally.
All the Olympians are so
Papa.
Hot. Wait, hold on.
Can you see him?
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, he's
what's
very cute.
Up? Oh my
and
God, those tats.
The kid that got silver is cute too, but I don't know how old he is though. He looks young.
Cute. Cute.
He's very
Some
cute.
Some of these, yeah, a lot of these
very
guys
into
are.
Into him.
There was another kid.
Jagger Eaton is the other kid that's really cute.
Is he
too.
The one that has to go back to high school?
Oh God, I
Did
really hope he's not in high school.
No. There's one kid. I don't think it's the same kid. There's one kid,
oh,
a runner.
Oh, is it the kid that posted? No, that's a different kid. Okay, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
I know it's not the same kid. Sorry.
Yeah, okay,
no,
you're good.
Completely different
okay,
than who you're talking about.
Nijah's 29.
Perfect.
So we're good.
Completely different from the kid you're talking about. There's a kid who is 16 who's a runner who got a gold medal for the team. Like, not like he was on the team, so he got a gold medal.
Yeah.
And he posted a photo, a selfie of himself. He's like, can't believe I have to go back to school in 2.5 weeks, like with a gold medal in his hand.
So
how
cute.
Do you go back to high school
it's
after
crazy.
Winning a gold medal?
It's just and
crazy.
Like, all like the, a lot of these kids are in college too. Like, it's just crazy. Actually, Suni Lee, like, came out. Against Auburn, I forget what it was, but she like spoke very negatively about Auburn and the way that they handled her coming back to school,
really,
and all the attention she was getting, and she was feeling
oh,
unsafe,
God.
And like all the stuff and all the pressure that was put on her, and she basically was like, yeah, I'll never like forgive Auburn for like not giving me like the
wow, like the
right
protection
resources.
That I needed.
Yeah,
damn,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Is she still in college?
No,
she graduated.
Yes,
right?
She graduated. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you see that picture of her and Devin Booker?
I did.
I'm like
curious
they need
about
to kiss
that.
On the lips.
I know. Very curious about it. Did you see the one
her
of them
face
with like
card
the line
is
graph?
Lethal.
No, she's so fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
so beautiful.
Beyond. Did you see the one with like the the lines on it, like the
green line test, and
he's like leaning in, like whatever, and she's kind of like totally composed, and he's like, you know, very very into her.
So,
who knows? Devin Booker. I thought he was like cupcaking with Kendall Jenner still, but I guess not.
She's still with Bad Bunny.
They're back. After
Together. Good for them. Bad Bunny's so hot.
He's so hot and he's so sexy. Like,
Do you ever see the video of him and her when they're like hiking together that he posted on her story? Him and Kendall, and he's like, she's like going to like pet a chipmunk or something, and he's like, "Aye, mommy." Like,
yes,
and
I
I'm like, oh,
yes, I am.
Only to be get called mommy by fucking Bad Bunny. God damn it! I almost said J Balvin, but Bad Bunny. Oh,
same flavor.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. No, they're all good.
Yeah,
they're all good guys.
Yeah, I just feel like it's been a great year for women. I said this last episode.
Absolutely.
I feel like 2024 has been a great year for women, and the Olympics really cemented that.
Yep.
It's funny because like I saw like a, I don't know if it was ESPN or who it was, and they made like a graphic of all the Olympians, and they had to put in Noah Lyles 3 times because there was just like so many more women than there were men.
Right,
and
right,
it was
right.
just, it's really not to be like, oh, more women is better than more men, but it's just nice.
Well, it feels nice to outnumber
all my women winning.
It's sometimes it feels nice to outnumber the men.
Yeah.
It happens. It's so rare when that happens, but it feels nice when
especially in sports.
Yep. Lovely. Proud of them. Proud of all the women, all the stars that we got to follow the whole time.
Yes.
Wonderful. Fabulous.
Yes.
Looking forward to the LA Olympics for sure. That's
and I guess the Winter Olympics we got to
Winter
look forward
Olympics,
to.
Yeah. Do we know where those are?
I have no idea. They are. That is a good question. I want to say they're like.
No idea.
Somewhere pretty. Oh, they're
skating.
In Milan.
Beautiful.
Mm,
ooh, chic.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, interesting. Very, very interesting.
I always feel like the Winter Olympics are a little less chaotic because all the events are like indoors mostly.
Yeah, yeah.
Except
they're pretty chill, I feel like.
Like the mountains and stuff, like the skiing and stuff, obviously, but like, you know, ice skating. Because
I feel like
and
winter sports
hockey.
People are very chill. They're like, oh, like, whatever.
They're like, oh, it's whatever.
I'm going to do a double backflip, triple. Quadruple dookie.
Quadruple axle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Et cetera,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
Just think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know any. I don't know any recent.
The Blade
new...
of Glory.
Blades
of
Glory.
What's the move called? I forget. It's called like the triple axle
it's
or something.
No, let me think.
I forget what it's called.
Lotus.
The Lotus Flower.
Lotus Flower.
Yeah,
Lotus
yeah.
something. The something Lotus.
Wasn't it called like the Flying Lotus
flying
or something?
Flying Lotus might be.
Yeah.
The something Lotus.
The Iron Lotus.
The Iron Lotus.
The Iron Lotus.
The Iron
Lotus. Yeah, yeah. That's very funny. Yep. That's funny.
Yep. Where if they do it wrong, they cut your head off.
Yeah.
That movie is so funny. I love Blades of Glory. That's a great movie.
I know. I haven't seen that movie in forever.
It's so good.
Honestly.
John Heater, Header. I don't know how he says last name.
Yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite. So fucking funny.
So funny.
He's the best.
Okay.
All right.
On that note.
I think that's all we have.
Yeah.
All that's really gone on. Looking forward to our next episode. Obviously, a voicemail episode. We'd love to hear all of your thoughts, feelings on.
Please call.
Anything Taylor related, anything related otherwise, anything we talked about, anything we missed, please let us know. If you'd like to call the number, it's
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
You can either call that number, leave a voicemail, you can text that number if you're feeling shy, or you can send a message to the Taylor Watch Instagram. We are always watching it, taylor.watch. Please follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube and Rumble and everywhere else that we have this show broadcasting.
Yes.
Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Yes,
all
five
those places,
stars.
Five
if
stars.
You want. Maybe 4 stars if you're
sing
feeling
our praises.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, literally anything.
Yeah,
anything.
Not 2 or 3 though.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do us dirty like that.
Just don't do anything if you're gonna.
If
do
you
that.
Don't like us, just leave.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you made it this long, you probably still do. So thank you for that, and we will see you guys on Thursday.
Love you guys.